Hi everyone, my name's Ryan, and I'm here today to share my incredible experiences from a recent trip to New Zealand's South Island. The absolute highlight of my journey was an exhilarating excursion on the Bulla River. When I was planning my itinerary, my friends tried to talk me into a terrifying bungee jump, while my brother suggested a peaceful hiking tour in the national park. However, I ultimately booked a ride on a jet boat, as I really wanted a unique thrill on the water. Finding a reliable adventure tourism operator was my next step. I almost went with a company highly recommended by my hotel receptionist, but then I read a fantastic review on a travel blog that praised a specific outfit operating on the Bulla River, so I went with them. The booking process was super easy. When we arrived at the riverbank on the morning of the trip, I was eager to just jump straight into the boat and get going. Before anyone was allowed near the water, though, we all had to sit through a comprehensive safety briefing to ensure we knew exactly what to do and how to hold on. After that, we were handed our protective gear. I had brought a thick woolen sweater, thinking it would be chilly on the water, but the guide told us to leave those behind and just wear the waterproof ponchos provided. I was also glad I remembered to pack my sunglasses, as the glare coming off the river was incredibly intense that morning. As we set off, I was absolutely amazed by the vehicle itself. I always thought these high-speed boats needed a deep channel to operate safely, much like a regular ferry. Actually, the guide explained that the powerful engine is designed to navigate in remarkably shallow water, effortlessly skimming over rocks that are just inches below the surface. The scenery on the Bulla River is truly out of this world. I was fully expecting to see dense pine forests lining the riverbanks, as that's typical for the region. Instead, we were surrounded by incredibly steep cliffs that rose dramatically on either side of us, creating a narrow, winding canyon that echoed with the roar of the engine. The most exhilarating part of the ride was the famous 360-degree spin. I was quite worried it would happen unexpectedly and I'd accidentally drop my expensive camera into the river. Thankfully, the driver always gave a clear warning sign with his hand before throwing the boat into a dizzying rotation so we could hold on tight. Halfway through the trip, the driver cut the engine so we could float quietly for a bit in a calm pool. I naturally assumed he was going to point out some rare local birds or maybe some giant trout in the river. However, he actually started telling us fascinating stories about the brave gold miners who used to work in that exact spot over a century ago, panning for their fortunes. When we finally got back to the base, we had the chance to buy some souvenirs. I nearly purchased a printed T-shirt with the company logo, but then I noticed they were selling a digital memory stick loaded with professional photos and videos of our actual ride, which was a much better keepsake to show my family. The whole excursion was an absolute blast and has really given me the bug for extreme sports. My friends are heading off to do some snowboarding next week, but I'm not a big fan of the cold. Consequently, I've just registered for a mountain biking course in the nearby national park instead. I can't wait for my next adrenaline rush.